ye of time. List ye, O man, take of my wisdom, learn of his deep hidden mysteries of space.
Now you're getting to it.
Learn of the thought caps that grew in the abyss.
Where's the abyss? It's where the unrealized creations flow from. Rhymes with gulf.
McGuff.
Did you say runs?
Rhymes.
Abyss and guff are similar.
Well, it's their perspective that they're giving to give you an education is the reference of the gulf.
They're talking about the gulf when they say the abyss.
In that particular reference.
Yeah.
Now, there's no other inference there. It's just a reference.
It says, learn of his deep hidden mysteries. Who's his? Who's that referring to?
Capital.
No. Small.
Then it's a little man. That's where every creation comes from.
Right. Learn of his deep hidden mysteries. Learn of the thought that grew in the abyss.
We must have, should have spent more time on that ideology.
It comes from the little man?
Yes, everything does.
Bringing order and harmony in space. Order and harmony have just O cap and H cap. Know ye, O man, that all exists has been only because of the law caps.
Now, where did the law come from? They're making reference to the one that was placed in the Mosaic law. Moses, yeah, the Mosaic law.
Oh, Moses, oh.
Yeah, that's the same reference.
When did we talk about Moses, Carol, earlier?
Well, for 57,311 words in the Moses chapter.
Is 32,000 B, you know, Emerald time, 32,000 years ago.
Wait, okay, so you can spend another hour sifting out the time thing, but this tablet is doing away with time, is it not?
Right, but it's because of the law, and they mean Moses' law.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the reference.
We did talk about law in other tablets, Carol.
Yeah.
It has a different meaning.
Uh-huh.
That's correct. But this reference is meaning of the law.
Okay.
It's a little man's law. That's why it's different. That's why we made so noted.
Know ye the law caps, and ye shall be free. Never be bound by the fetters of night.
Now that's a different law. That's the larger law.
The cosmos.
Yes, the love law.
But also the traveling through the portals law.
Well, you can't do that without the love law. That's why Jesus said he didn't come to change the law, he came to complete it. If you can learn how to love your brother as you love yourself, then you don't have to give any attention to all the other laws. You won't break them. If you find yourself there, you won't give any credence to it because it won't come up. They won't accuse you of murder because you ain't murdering.
Far through strange spaces have I journeyed into the depth of the abyss of time, until in the end all was revealed.
Now the abyss, is that the gulf of time?
There is no gulf of time. But that's a way to use words so that the little M can understand it.
Yeah.
That's the same thing that would date your tablets at 35,000 years ago.
Know ye that mystery is only mystery when it is knowledge unknown to man.
Now, isn't that like a myth? It's a fact that hadn't been proven yet.
That is knowledge unknown to man.
If it's in a porterhouse steak cooked at 141 degrees, we don't know what is. Porterhouse, 2 inches thick.
When ye have plumbed the heart of all mystery, knowledge and wisdom will surely be thine.
Okay, wait now. When you plumbed it, now what is the plum reference? What is the basic tenets of Freemasonry? If nothing is plumb and square,
that's lining up the
intersect.
You have plumbed.
A plumb bob lets you know if it's straight up and down or not. If you're plumbing a wall, you'd like the wall to be perfectly vertical at a 90-degree angle. Therefore, it's known as plumb.
Does that mean engaging with the heart of all mystery?
Aligning with.
Aligning. Okay, put that in.
Aligning is when you make it plumb.
Don't have to tell.
end of that cycle?
Yes, of the becoming the little M man to the capital M man.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the part you could insert the trilogy into. Might become quite voluminous if we did that, but that's your short version.
Uh-huh.
That's the Paul Harvey version.
For with all of their wisdom, they know that truth caps ever grows.
They're getting closer and closer and closer. Some people are getting it. Some people are getting it. Ethel Merman got it. Jack Parr got it.
Isn't also it's the point about it's never gotten done? Isn't that? They
completely,
never,
from a mass consciousness place, to say this is an evolved being that can go from layer to layer to layer. And even though some have, it's not in the Washington Post, so therefore it cannot be true.
But we're looking at how it does relate to going from little man to big man.
Yes, and they're hoping everybody does, but they rejoice when one does.
Once in a past time, I spoke to the Dweller, just a capital D, asked of the mystery of time and space, asked him the question that surged in my being, saying, "Oh, Master, what is time?"
Okay. The Dweller of small, just one capital letter, is the Dweller in the little man?
No.
The little man getting bigger.
Right. Now, is this the way it really is? Not necessarily. Is this the end all? No. But it's an example that'll make you understand what they're talking about. If you have a tribe and they go to the witch doctor or to the shaman, or you call it shaman or some craziness, but the spiritual leader of that group or sect, okay?
Right.
That would be the capital dweller.
And that would be the shaman would be the capital dweller.
Yes. That is the one who's supposedly enlightened, depending on where they are, you see. But as far as the go, he was the top of the totem pole. So that's that enlightened dweller. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't have to be right, but he was just the one, that's who that was.
Mm-hmm. The dweller is the top, capital dweller is the top of the totem pole, Carol?
The spiritual leader of whatever sector group is having conversation.
Dweller, all capitals. You're
it's the
saying.
Top of the totem pole in the tribe.
Yeah.
But in this sentence, it's dweller with just the capital D.
Correct. That's why we're giving that as the example. It's not always the case, but in this case, that will work as far as an example. So people go, okay, so if the Pope says it, then that's okay. Well, no, the Pope doesn't necessarily have to be right, but he is the spiritual leader of Catholicism.
Okay, so is that capital D, small W-E-L-L-E-R?
Yes.
That's the shaman in a certain setting.
Yes.
Right. So what is the capital D-W-E-L-L-E-R, all capital?
That would be one, and I think we've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
When you have this meat sack and you have this non-physical being and they become one, and then that clicks with the mind of the Trinity, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the activated, the ones that are hitting capital man.
Mm-hmm.
See, they wouldn't have to go to a shaman, to a capital D.
So this guy is asking his tribal guy, what is time?
Yes, and I understand it, because that's who else would you ask, you see? They didn't even have Wikipedia, so what would they do?
Mm-hmm.
So the dweller does not know there's no time at this point.
That's why they're asking the question.
Okay. Is Ion thought and wrote this? These emerald tablets?
We don't like the word Thoth. We like the word interchangeably. When we reference Thoth, we're going to call it Thoth.
Even though Ion has zillions of entities, is there any truth in saying that Ion wrote the tablets?
That would have to engage that non-physical, pure positive source energy was indeed a creator.
No,
that won't work.
That's not the case here.
That's correct. But a creator could ask pure positive non-physical source energy and could get the answer and could form their own thunk, thought, belief, 3, 2, 1, liftoff, creation as we know it, and could take a 35,000-year-old emerald tablet that can't be carved and bring it into knowing of an aha moment in their physical experience.
Right. He's the creator of the tablets.
That's how everything is created. It's by thought. See how that works?
So the Egyptian mythology of thought, is as an image of it. But that's not accurate. The creator.
Well, it's good. We don't want to confuse the shepherd because he's watching over the sheep. It's perfectly all right. We're just developing now the new concepts or the completing concepts. It's like when your five-year-old asks Mama where the babies come from. They're not interested in the gory details. They just want to know the basics, you see. But as time goes on, you can actually understand the whole birthing process.
So thought is, to a later understanding, not a five-year-old, thought is a entity from the future that appears to some humans in the past?
No. Thought's what gets thunk to creation.
Well, I thought that there was a human presenting these tablets. Well, the tablets themselves come from the future.
Well, bam on. There you go.
They come from the future. They're made in the future.
And the hideous part is that it took you 35,000 years to ask the question. Do you see the issue, how this gets really twisted up with time?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You get rid of the time part, and hey, we're hitting on all cylinders.
Then to me spoke he, Caps, the master. Know ye, O Thoth, in the beginning there, and void, Caps. And
that's T-H-E-R-E?
Correct.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning.
Oh, and it'd be T-H-E-R.
Yeah, there.
That's why you have to watch the syntax of playing with it.
In the beginning there, and void, Caps, and nothingness, a timeless, spaceless, nothingness. And in the nothingness came a thought, purposeful, all-pervading, and it filled the void, Caps. There,
yeah, the thought filled the void, Caps. Okay, that sounds familiar, isn't it? Just like what we just did.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
There existed no matter, only force, a movement, a vortex, or vibration of the...
Wait a minute. Those are words you've heard before. A vortex vis-a-vis a vibration. My word. Is this the synaptic version?
Or vibration of the purposeful thoughts that fill the void, Caps.
Damn, all of creation.
And there's just no matter.
Therefore, there's only antimatter.
And only force, a movement, a vortex, or vibration of the purposeful thought that filled the void. So this is antimatter?
Before it's matter, yeah. Would that not be transversely the vibrational representation thereof?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, we probably dangled a participle there. Pardon us.
Right. But the antimatter phase is from in between non-physical creating, not creating, and then...
No, in that way, don't make it hard now. If it's void, if there's void of matter, there can't be nothingness.
Yeah, so it's antimatter.
Antimatter, and that was all we were saying.
That's more close to thought, the original thinking.
Antimatter?
It is.
Antimatter is the phase between the non-physical
and matter. It's pre-thought.
Yeah, it's pre-thought, but it is.
Pre-thought.
But it is something.
Yes, it has to be. That's how you can't uncreate anything. You have to adjust it and change as you go. You could have never created matter if it wasn't created out of antimatter. If you didn't have Christ, you wouldn't have an antichrist.
The thing is that antimatter is the phase before thought and matter. It's pre-thought. And it's not from the non-physical, because the non-physical can't create.
Correct.
It's like the effect preceding the cause.
Imagine that.
Mm-hmm. The cause, we finally figured it out.
You figured that out a month ago.
I'm fixing to say it only took you a month, a tablet, and 35,000 years, and you're hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, but there's no time on. I did it immediately.
And when you take the time element out of everything, that's when you can come back and say the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets, the better it gets. But we're out of time.
So Jesus took away all our sin. He took away time. That's why Jesus is seen as the eternal altering of matter.
But that's not what Jesus said. The better words that are quotable from Jesus that nobody recites is, what I have
this.
Bob, let's go on.
We're up here at the vortex, okay, that filled the void. The void is the non-created? What is the void? Is it within creation?
It's a capital void, so yes. It was the placeholder of infinity.
And that would be the effects preceding causes. That would be antimatter.
The placeholder of creation. That's the way it works. Because otherwise, how would you have the space to fill? How would there be a voidless void? You see what I'm saying? You start playing with that. If it's an eternal loop, somebody's got to make the loop to make the track to know where you've been or haven't been or going. That's a good way to undescribe time.
So in that sense, you get rid of time and frees up everybody.
That joyful obedience of understanding that there is no time is what opens up everything.
And that's what I meant where Jesus was getting rid of sin, getting rid of the dark view of oneself.
He was getting rid of unsin. That's what he got rid of, was unsin.
Yeah, which was badly defined, the unsin.
Precisely. See, that's the antimatter-matter. If you get to the place of unsin, then guess what? You can run an exegesis on it, and it works. Then all have fallen short of the glory and grace of God. Yes, because you are the God, and you are the Creator, and you have not completed. So you have fallen short of the superfluous knowing being creation that is you. Thank goodness because of the event horizon. Thank goodness because you don't ever get there. Thank goodness because you can't get it wrong because you're the creator. And thank goodness that you can never get it done because it is eternal. Shakespeare.
And I questioned the master saying, was this thought eternal? And answered me the dweller cap saying, in the beginning, there was eternal thought, and for thought to be eternal, time must exist. Into the all-pervading thought grew the law of time, caps.
That's the different one, you see. That's the reference. Not of time is a clock ticking, but time is the antimatter that had to come from the eternalness of creation.
What is the dweller capital? What did we say that was? That was inside us?
That's the tuned in, that's the Godhead.
In ourselves. And I questioned the master saying, was this thought eternal? And answered me, the dweller, that means himself.
Yeah.
In the beginning there was eternal thought, and for thought to be eternal, time must exist. So into the all-pervading...
Capital time.
No.
That's a little time.
Then it says, so into the all-pervading thought grew the law of time, and that's capitalized.
That's the capital. The law of time is the antimatter-matter realm of creation.
He asked about thought to be eternal. Time must exist, but the time that existed is the law of time.
Mm-hmm. And the law of time, the capital time, could almost, not completely, very close, not completely, near bounds, but not completely, to be easily interchanged, but not completely with the law of attraction.
It's the law of attraction, 1, 2, 3.
No, it's not. Law of attraction is not. That is one aspiration of how to get there from now.
The law of attraction is one way of 1, 2, 3-ing it.
Yes, but yeah. The law of attraction includes 3, 2, 1-ing also once you get there.
And the other thing was, on our website, news that stays news, that means you never get there. News that stays news, event horizon receding, and then effects precede causes includes this whole pre-time aspect.
And I guess you could then say very easily, for all the news that is news across the living nation. It's just as apropos.
I.e. time, which exists through all space, floating in a smooth rhythmic movement that is eternally in a state of fixation.
Now you're getting to a new place. Okay, I can't stand it, Bob. I'm going to lose you. What do you say about that?
Well, it's like the pulsation of our website. Floating in a smooth rhythmic movement that is eternally in a state of fixation. Fixation is the hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So time exists through all space, floating in a smooth rhythmic movement that is eternally in a state of fixation. So it's the illusion of the heartbeat.
Yes. Or sometimes tachycardia. Or sometimes it's slowed. Or we would be so happy if it could be described untimely.
Uh-huh.
How does that apply? How is something untimely?
Yeah.
Someone have an untimely demise.
Mm-hmm.
You see, how do you have untimely? If everything is judged by time, how do you have an untimely occurrence?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? That we're just playing with that. But it's easy because people don't even understand what time is. So if they understood what time is, then they would figure out what time is not. And if they knew what time is not, then everything would be untimely.
That's right. We need to become untimely. And the state of fixation, what if people don't know what time is, but they're referring to something by time, they're referring to a fearful image in fixation of death and transition, of stopping of time. They're mistaking the misinterpretation of what happens when one dies, passes on, as a physical duration.
Okay, another book, Lord have mercy, just like you needed one more. And this is a closed canon, so it doesn't slip out, but it's the untimely date of time. This little caliper would fit into that. You just did a thesis paragraph for that entire book just then.
I, time, which exists through all space, floating in smooth rhythmic movement, that is eternally a state of fixation, that evoked this.
Yes.
Time changes not, but all things change in time.
Now, I imagine that, the untimely state of time. And see, I'm going to edit out this whole thing because I keep saying the very thing that we weren't going to say.
For time is the force that holds events separate, each in its own proper place. Time is not in motion, but ye move through time as your consciousness moves from one event to another. I.e., by time yet exist all in all, an eternal one half's existence. Know ye that even though in the time ye are separate, it still are one caps in all times existent.
If you use that example of a reference, there would be time in its one eternity. Do you see? Which time was it? Your eternity, that time.
Eternity is the untimely.
But yes, but they're giving an example of how you move through time. The time is fixed. But matter changes in time. So how do you gauge it? It's like when you're a kid waiting on Christmas, and it takes forever, a huge amount of time. And when you're 100 years old, you go to bed one night and get up and it's Christmas again.
Right.
So time seems to have the illusion of moving faster, or you moving faster through it.
And so you have a framework called time that you're comparing your slowness and fastness to.
Yes, but the accurate way to describe it would be the time of one existence. I mean, the one eternity. And how long is that?
Cease then the voice of the dweller caps, and departed I to ponder on time. For knew I that in these words lay wisdom and a way to explore the mysteries of time. Oft did I ponder the words of the dweller caps. Then sought I to solve the mystery of time. Found I that time moves through strange angles.
Now, there's the angles and curves.
Yet only by curves could I hope to attain the key that would give me access to the time space. Found I that only by moving upward, and yet again by moving to rightward, could I be free from the time of the movement.
To right what?
Rightward. R-I-G-H-T-W-A-R-D.
To rightward. The right. Yeah. W-A-R-D, like moving to the right.
Yes, like toward, rightward.
Yeah. Right.
This is referring to gate 9, tablet 9, in the traveling. But that reminds me, when Walter and Fringe shows that each moment can go left or right, and we've talked about that, on the bigger scale, each moment can go into the other through the rift or stay here. So if the Grand Central Station is the point between... No, that's in this physical, the Grand Central Station.
Very good, yeah. Very good. And that's your inference or reference of the recordable time.
The inference of the recordable time is the decision that's made?
Yes. Math, math. left is a right.
So in this world, Colonel, each moment is in the Grand Central Station and you make a decision. But there, where do we call the space? Where it's the vacuum. The vacuum is where you go right or left into one
room. No. The sentence explained it. Read the sentence again in the understanding of time.
No, I'm jumping to the rift. And
I understand, but the rift is explained there too. It divides them out into three different places. One is understanding that there is this time or this space. And two is that you come into the knowing of the timeless. And three means that if you get the keys, then you can go from realm to realm to realm and not have any causal effect on the individual times from the individual eternities that are tiered and layered in the figure eight looping of what you call your eternalness.
Is that the vertical infinity sign or the horizontal infinity sign?
Neither. Okay.
That was for math.
No. Here we go. You know when people used to doodle? Okay. You take a pencil and you draw it sideways, figure eight. And then you do it again and again and again and again. Do you know what a wire whisk looks like? If you took two whisks and put them together, that would be a figure eight, but it wouldn't have many, many, many wires. That's the way to explain it, because we were trying to do it from a planular. That description will let you know it's like a doodle. It goes over and over and over and over and over and over and over. So it's like two light bulbs put together. That's what we tried to explain. And Bob's like, what the hell are you talking about? What does a light bulb have to do with anything? But a wire wisp does work, you see.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I know the wisp with that little little things. It jut out.
If you have that sideways and have two of them, that's your sideways figure eight. It's not one loop, see, it's multi loops.
And so we got a better image. Now, that is in the physical.
Yes.
Yeah, that's reality in the physical. It's not the non-physical.
That's where the whiffs come together.
Where they come together, the two whiffs join at their feet. That is
the antimatter.
That's where the antimatter is. Isn't that where the Grand Central Station is?
Yes.
Grand Central Station is the antimatter. Okay.
Place.
And then it'd be very interesting to go back and hear, I will soon hear the discussion when that first come up. All my confusion, I'll have an image, what I learned, that Grand Central Station is the effects preceding the causes, is the antimatter, and it's before the void. And it's, okay, but that is the physical world. How does the whisks, two whisks joining each other, relate to the rift and into the other world?
A completely different conversation.
Yeah.
The only reason that's coming up in this conversation right here, right now, is because they're debunking time.
Talking about the rift going in those worlds is a different conversation.
It is indeed, but you got to debunk time, otherwise you would breach this understood time-space continuum to go to another realm and engage in time.
So the wire whisk image is time.
No, that's infinity.
It's infinity, which is not time.
But it's very good.
But you don't deal with that concept of infinity and movement and duration and space if you want to get to the rift or through the rift, right?
Otherwise, you would undo creation, because you would stop infinity in the realm in which you're living. What's the name of this tablet? This is the key
to
time. If you have time as a basic law, then you can't forfeit that basic law to go engage in another time.
If you had time, you can't
enter the rift.
Yeah, that does not get you into the rift of taking time and then getting rid of time.
Very good.
You have to have no time in the beginning to even play with.
There you go. And then you can do it and just ease right into it and ease right out of it and not miss a beat. So therefore, you've not had a negative effect on your understanding of time.
But there's no time involved in the wire whisk image.
Right. That's infinity.
And that's space? More close to space or image of space than to time?
There is no time.
Yeah, so you got to use space, but most people probably think infinite means endless time.
But we're supposed to get rid of space, too.
You will, and invisibility.
And invisibility you will get rid of.
No, we get rid of space, and don't we create air and invisibility?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get rid of air and invisibility.
I think Bob was trying to make the reference of once that became so norm, you wouldn't even give attention to it. You wouldn't notice that they're invisible.
You can't say there's invisible, invisible, and then work on it, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So you do get rid of invisibility as a concept to get into where the rift zone, because you can't have the concept. Therefore, you're working against it or for it.
Why?
Because if you set up a concept, then you are working for it.
Well, okay.
You're one, two, three.
But then you won't have time to figure that anyway, because you won't be, you'll be judged by time. So it won't come up in your conversation.
Okay, well, we need to figure out how to define infinity, because that involves time or space.
Time. Here we go. The only reason we get a sideways figure eight is that because that's what your physicists have decided the symbol of infinity is. And that's just as good as any, because on a larger world of understanding, that works good as anything. It's okay, okay? Because you use that pictorial, and you go, oh, yeah, that's a symbol for infinity. Well, infinity, give us a definition of infinity, Karen.
Infinity refers to several distinct concepts, usually linked to the idea of without end, which arise in philosophy, mathematics, and theology. The word comes from the Latin infinitas, or unboundedness. In mathematics, infinity is often used in context where it is treated as if it were a number, i.e. measure of things in an infinite number of terms, but it is a different type of number from the real numbers. Infinity is related to limits, elf numbers, classes in set theory, large cardinals, Russell's paradox, goes on and on and on.
And not one time in that definition of infinity did they even give any inference that it had anything to do with time. You see? And we've wrapped all that into the time-space continuum, even through the tablets, just trying to set the premise that they're trying to correct or understand regarding the Bob, even in the definition, which is pretty explicit, never even hinted toward time.
So what is infinity referring to? Without end.
Without end. It is a timeless, now we'll use time.
Yeah, without end. End is time, so without time. Infinity means without time.
Very good. Very good. Now, if you want to wrap that back into calling it so that it's only space, okay, that's fine. That's perfect. But any way you can grasp it, that's a logical progression for you. You're not speaking for you because you understand this, but you're talking about the average Joe listening to this, coming to the place of trying and going, that was really beautiful words, and I really got a lot of it. Now, what the hell does that mean?
Okay, so you got the wire whisk. That's showing the infinite physical world.
Yeah, very good.
And there's many duplicates of that, many copies of that.
Every dimension has an infinity. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, that's the image, the physical. Now, the wrist is a part of the physical.
That's how you get from wire whisk to wire whisk.
In other words, when you go to the other place, that's a wire whisk, too.
Absolutely.
That's a wire
whisk. But if you have time twisted in all this, it won't work because you can't forfeit time if that's the law that you're going by.
Where did the idea of time come from?
From the original inception of man, who is the little m, who is the creator. He created time.
Then why did he create time?
Because he had to have some way of lining up the preset points of processes that have been overcome.
You can say the creator creates this world.
Every aspect.
And you can call that world time. Then he gets trapped in it. That's the famous old wisdom of you create this world, it's Maya, but you begin to think it's real.
It's a conundrum.
It's a conundrum of experience. It's a paradox. Yes. So that's why, Carolyn, you can't get rid of time. But you can think your way around it, paradigm through it.
Well, what's this tablet about?
Time.
It's not just time.
The key. So is Ion saying there is time within the creative world?
No.
The Creator created time to make this world.
Okay, then you'll be judged by it, and you'll never go through the rift to another layer.
But did the Creator who created this world, we're not talking printing press world, we're talking about way back in the beginning of experience.
That was you?
Yeah, we created experience. Is experience time?
Because if you didn't create this world, you wouldn't be in it.
And to be in it, do I experience time?
No.
So I'm asking, where did the idea of time come from? Well, you said humans created it. Well, what did they do? It wasn't the printing press. Where was it the women when they started notching the lunar cycles?
Yeah, they started clicking how many times they saw the sun go around and hit that certain spot on the
moon. Right. That is sort of trying to control your experience, trying to measure, make a significance out of it. That action is what you mean by the illusion of making time.
Yes.
Okay, you got that kind of little lunar sticks.
Now, let me give you another false premise, that you can have conservation techniques that increase the longevity of the Earth. Okay? So now you have this concept. You have this false premise. And now we're not saying that it's wrong or undoable or undone. We're just saying that they've taken something that was beautiful and wonderful and not a big deal of the space continuum and then judged it by time. And as they judged it by time, then the false premises that came from that became a lunacy or mara from the moon waves. That's where you get maritime law.
What's the word mara?
Latin for the moon.
So,
you see, and that's that whole process. You come from these languages that are then the languages are interpreted or translated. Sometimes transmutated.
You made the significant phrase to me that they started to hold on to their experiences, to calibrate, lunacize their experiences, and what had no significance, they put significance in. That was the thing. Don't put any significance in your experience you're having.
Correct.
You put significance in, you start to make time. You make your menstrual cycle significant.
That also is a false premise, but that's what caused that. There doesn't have to be pain in childbirth, but yet there is.
We create this world, and then we made significance out of it, and significance was linked into physical processes. Whereas the Shangri-La guys, they said, oh yeah, we create this world, let's create another world.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow
they realized they created that one in a timely fashion.
Yeah.
See, when you got a false premise, you can just play and play and play and play and play. Because it's a false premise. And so anything that you can do to get folks to, this is that awakening. It's time to be awake. The great awakening is that very idea that you're not judged by time. And it can be just as delicious as you want it to be delicious. Any time can stop, time can speed up. Bad time, hard times can go by. Good times can be just around the corner. You see, you can just keep playing with that whole false premise to make it mean whatever you want to. And that's wonderful and fine and well, because we've poked a stick at it just about as much as anybody ever has. For us to try to get rid of time, we sure are spending a lot of time on the time subject, aren't we?
So playing with with Zynga, as with Zynga is what I call the playful, unconscious play, the play element or unconscious of culture, the playing in culture is playing with time, and that could be a rabbit hole or a telltale, whatever, for a tea-tale.
Well, but what it does, what we're hoping that it does, is people listen to this long enough, full enough, thoroughly enough, until they go, aha! There is no time.
When they finally get to square one.
Exactly, but you can't get there from now if you're judged by time.
So you got to hear it over and over and over and over again.
Is this long enough for you to think the thought, long enough for it to be a part of your belief system? Isn't that what the papacy was developed on?
Fine, just a second. You have to clear out all the images or words or unlearn the images you have of time and what's associated with it.
Same reason when you say God, you turn off as many people as you turn on. What they think God is, God isn't.
Yeah, would you say about the papacy again?
It's what the papacy is based upon.
Time.
See?
Papyrus. Papacy.
It's built on the unwritten materials. It's not built on paper.
Those thoughts that have been ordained as the infallible word of the deity.
As written.
As it is written.
That's the written medium effect. The Gutenberg galaxy and before Gutenberg.
God bless the Gutenberg.
God bless the Gutenbergs.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's go on.
Found the eye that only by moving upward and yet again by moving to rightward could I be free from the time of the movement. The illusion of the movement you're operating in, Carol, as you move.
Tick-tock.
You think you're going somewhere. You've got to jump off that. Go rightward off that to keep real movement.
And then you use time engaging most everything like I'm going 100 miles an hour. You see, it just goes on and on and on and on and on.
Down.
Burn kilowatt hours.
Once I came from out of my body, moved in the movements that changed me in time. Strange were the sights I saw in my journeys, many the mysteries that opened to view. I saw man's beginning, learned from the past that nothing is new.
Now, we've been discussing the beginning all this section. Our discussion has been about that, trying to image the beginning, Carol.
Seek ye, O man, to learn the pathway that leads through the spaces that are formed forth in time.
So, Carolyn, if you've got space and you've got time and intertwined as a mutual illusion, space having the better concept, then you had to do a whole tableau on getting rid of space. Now we're getting rid of time, but you do it through, you get rid of time through space and you get through space through time.
I guess you're curing a false premise with a premise.
We did. We are finding the time.
Forget not, O man, with all of thy seeking, that light is the goal ye shall seek to attain. Search ye for the light on thy pathway, and ever for thee the goal shall endure. Let not thine heart turn ever to darkness. Light let shine, soul be a sun on the way. Know ye that eternal brightness, YHWH, shall ever find thy soul hid in light.
Yahweh?
No, just YHWH. YHWH shall ever find thy soul hid in light.
That's the derivative that they came up from the Hebrew of Yahweh.
Shall ever find
the light.
Thy soul, YHWH shall ever find thy soul hid in light. You're in the light.
Never fettered by bondage or darkness, ever it shines forth a sun of delight. Know, though hidden in darkness, your soul, a spark of the true flame exists. Be ye one with the greatest of all lights. Find at the source caps, the end caps of thy goal.
At the source. The false premise. And it's also sort of getting you to enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Of ever searching for the light without time, knowing you already have it.
Marvelous. And the cog of the key, lock and the key.
Light is life, for without the great light, nothing can ever exist. Know ye that in all formed matter, the heart of light always exists. Even though bound in the darkness, inherent light always exists.
Light is life, for without the great light, nothing can ever exist. Know ye that in all form matter, the heart of light always exists. Even though bound in darkness, inherent light always exists. Light is not something you see, Carolyn. Light is tactile, visceral, void, matter, this, duff.
Glowing. It's a glowing.
That permeates. You like what we're saying here? Pure positive matter. Pure positive matter is light as well as pure positive non-physical. Would you agree, Ion?
Well, just with the very last part. The other gibberish was just gibberish, but it was good enough.
Light is the main word, and I'm trying to say that light is not the sun, it's not physicality, it's not anything. It is the void. It is an all-purpose word that refers to...
But it's the heart of every creation. How can that be void?
I want to include everything.
Not in a void.
The vacuum. The held vacuum, you mean?
One, nothing's created. What's created in a vacuum?
Okay. Light is in everything.
Light's not in a vacuum.
Okay, so it's not there. But if you believe in light, you're stuck in a fixation.
No, not necessarily now. That's not a false premise. It's okay premise. It's the reference. It's a word that is used for... Otherwise, you wouldn't have a good meaning for enlightenment.
Right, but what is the pure positive, non-physical, physical dweller?
No. Pure positive, non-physical source energy is not physical. You're trying to get it physical. That's how you get a capital man.
And light is involved.
Yes, it absolutely is involved, because that's what you judge your time regarding as far as light years of going faster or slower than the speed of light.
Oh, light is involved with time.
Yes.
So follow the light, follow time to overcome time.
And if you can go faster than the speed of light, you can go back in time.
So light is the marker. The place marker.
In fact, a better marker, because then you see you have the whole UV spectrum that you get to play with that will dance in your invisibility concepts, which we haven't even gotten to yet, but we will. And then that becomes a moniker, not about time, but a different descriptive adjective that allows you to have a greater, broader understanding to find the key to this way of traveling between the realms of knowingness.
If I look around me, I see an environment. It's filtered with light. If I want to feel transcendent beyond light, then I do not go towards light. I get bigger than light. So light is a place marker that I bounce around, dance around it.
That's way better. That's way better, because that's duplicatable. That can fall in the category of whosoever will. For the other one, you could eliminate more than you create.
Yeah, so we're dancing, we're moving through the concepts of space and time around the image of light, through the image of light, beside the image of light, trying to transcend light, yet bring the light within. See? All those contradictory movements in relation to light.
Yes. And your bowels have the same trouble sometimes.
Okay, Carol.
Once I stood in the halls of Amante Caps and heard the voice of the Lord's Caps of Amante Caps, saying in tones that rang through the silence, words of power, mighty and potent, chanted they the song of the cycle.
Which would be light.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but word light is just as good. It's an environment.
Okay, then if you want, yeah, but you run the risk of engaging a false premise that'll undo the whole process, so why not? Let's not.
Any concept has that risk.
Okay.
Stop making that generalization.
This is a tiny generalization.
Chanted they the song of the cycles, the words that open the path to beyond. I saw the great path open and looked for the instant into the beyond. Saw I the movements of the cycles fast as the thought of the source caps could convey.
Bam.
That's the getting beyond the light. See, the light is the source.
In that particular aspect, you're okay, Bob. Carry on, Carol, before he changes his mind.
Knew I then, even infinity is moving on to some unthinkable end. Saw I that the cosmos is order and part of a movement that extends to all space.
That's the first good reference that you've had, that there is the capacity to go through the different gates.
I thought something like this was said earlier, but maybe not.
Well, like this, yes, but that was more in the concourse. Derivative of going to a gate in an airport, and you got to get the right concourse, and you got to get the right gate, and you got to get the right plane going to the right destination, and you got all that to work out. And you can't be at the wrong concourse and get to the right gate. This is the first reference telling you that there is these other gates that are available for your choosing.
Saw I that the cosmos is order and part of a movement that extends to all space. That. You mean you don't have to have the right space? I imagine you don't. Any portal will do?
Any portal will do, but if you don't have it worked out, you can't get back from there.
So this is saying, it's not warning you about not getting back. It's just, it, somehow you're saying this loosens up the idea of getting date-oriented.
Yes. We're talking about the keys. Carolyn's asking was to go and come back. Well, this is the part of going and being able to get back if it's your wanting.
Saw I that the cosmos is ordered, part of a move that extends to all space. The order is the ability to get back?
Yes.
Okay, a party of an order of orders.
Your round-trip ticket.
A party of an order of orders, constantly moving in a harmony of space. So then, if this is going to happen, then that'll happen, rather than this happens and whoops, we don't know what's next.
Well, okay, here you go. Once you buy a round-trip ticket on an airplane, you're going to go to a certain airport, and you're going to fly to an airport, then you're going to fly from that airport back home, right? Well, that's not your work, but it is somebody's work that will orchestrate if you're flying to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, and you bought your ticket in advance. It's already been pretty well worked out because you're flying a Delta from Atlanta. That's its hub. You're more than likely going to be on the B or terminal concourse, and that you're going to fly out of one of the gates 1 through 32. Okay? And when you're flying into Washington, let's say Reagan International, you're going to go into the C terminal or concourse. And then there'll be a gate chosen that you'll go into. And then you come out of that airport, and then you're in Washington, D.C. Bam, there you are. And if that's if you buy one-way tickets, the rearranging of that coming back has not been worked out yet. But if you buy a round-trip ticket, then you're coming back on a certain time. Flight 721 is going to go out of gate 6 and come into Atlanta's A concourse in gate 21. That's the loop that they normally go by. There's a pretty good worked out, solved process. Now, does that mean that the gate can never change? Yes, it does all the time. But it's all worked out, you see. And you were talking about how to go to a different portal to another place and then be able to orchestrate your way back. You don't have to know every dynamic because you don't care which gate you go into. You just want to land in Atlanta if that's where your final destination is. See?
Saw I the wheeling of cycles like vast circles across the sky. Knew I then
concourses.
Those are called concourses?
Sure.
Knew I then that all that has being is growing to meet yet another being in a far-off grouping of space and time.
Is that referring to two of everything?
No, it's... Yes. It's a better way of working out a flight itinerary.
What is the far-off grouping?
Your other destination.
Okay, that's going through the rift.
Yes.
And then all it's been is growing to meet yet another being. It's going to go meet another being, your other self, in a far-off grouping.
Yes.
So this is talking again about riff riding.
Yes, mm-hmm. You got the key, which is what this is trying to get you to. Okay, sorry.
Knew I then that in words are power to open the planes that are hidden from man, i.e. that even in words lies hidden the key that will open above and below. Hark ye, man, this word I leave with thee. Use it and ye shall find power in its sound. Say ye the word Zinuru, and power ye shall find. Yet must ye understand that man is of light, and light is of man. Know ye, O man, that all space is filled by worlds within worlds, i.e., one within the other, yet separate by law. No caps anywhere.
Separate law.
Once law has a L cap. Once in my search for deep buried wisdom, I opened the door that bars them caps from man. Called I from the other planes of being, one who was fairer than the daughters of men. Now we finally have a woman here. First time for that. I called her from out of the spaces to shine as a light in the world of men. Used I the drum of the serpent, but it's spelled wrong. S-E-R.
No, we'll spell it.
S-E-R-T-P-E-N-T.
Serpent? Do you think they mean that?
Yes.
Wore I the robe of the purple and gold, placed on my head I the crown of silver. Around me the circle of cinnabar shone. Raised I my arms and cried the invocation that opens the path to the plains beyond. Cried to the Lord's caps of the signs caps in their houses. Lords of the two horizons, watchers of the treble gates, stand ye one at the right and one at the left as the star caps rises to his throne and rules over his sign. I, thou dark prince of Arulu, A-R-U-L-U, all caps, open the gates of the dim, hidden land and release her whom ye kept imprisoned.
Whom you keep imprisoned.
You keep imprisoned now.
Here are the references of the cleft in the rock of the treble cleft. It's giving the reference of how there are gates, how there are spans, how there are moats, how there are things that come into this play in this inter-traveling.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when you go through an airport, you can't take firearms and you can't wear belts of metal and you should have really good quality jewelry or you'll set the metal detector off of the TSA's security, Homeland Security. This is just giving reference of those processes that you have to take your laptop out of your bag and run through the scanner before you can be able to board the plane. That's the new version of that aspect of what's being described.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye, dark lords and shining ones, and by thought their secret names, names which I know and can pronounce. Hear ye in the space planes beyond. It's Y-E-A-R and then space Y, space in the space planes beyond. Dot, D-A-U-G-H-T, of,
like the daughter.
Of light return from Arulu caps. Seven times and seven times have I passed through the fires. Food have I not eaten. Water have I not drunk. That's
except for Snicker bars.
And you can't get any food on the planes anymore.
Can in first class, but...
Mm. I call thee from Arulu, from the realms of Ikershigan, all caps. I summon thee, Lady of Light. There before me rose the dark figure, i.e. the figures of the lords of Arulu. Parted they before me, and forth came the Lady of Light. Free was she now from the lord's caps of the night, free to live in the light of the earth's sun, free to live as a child of the light. Hear ye and listen, O my children. Magic is knowledge and only is law. Be not afraid of the power within thee, for it follows law as the stars in the sky.
Is he drawing out the feminine in himself, his inner feminine?
Mm-hmm. No, he's trying to activate the whole cycle of activating the magic part, which you would call spooky spiritual, which it's not. It's part of the law. And you have that magical capacity to create seamlessly and then even be able to travel interdimensionally, which is a new foreign thing because it undoes time, and there you go. That's your synaptic version, and we'll move along.
Know ye that to be without knowledge, wisdom is magic and not of the law.
There you go, see? That's what I just said, so.
See, without the knowledge, it's just magic and not of the law. It's chaos.
And you're not judged by it if you get the deity part down, the trinity.
Know ye that to be without knowledge, wisdom is magic and not of the law. But know ye that ever ye by your knowledge can approach closer to a place in the sun. List ye, my children, follow my teaching. Be ye ever seeker of light. Shine in the world of men all around thee, a light on the path that shall shine among men. Follow ye and learn of my magic. Know that all force is thine if thou wilt. Fear not the path that leads thee to knowledge, but rather shun ye the dark road. Light is thine, O man, for the taking. Cast off the fetters, and thou shalt be free. Know ye that thy soul is living in bondage, fettered by fears that hold thee in thrall. Open thy eyes and see the great sunlight. Caps, be not afraid, for all is thine own. Fear is the Lord, caps of the dark Arulu, caps, to he who never faced the dark fear. I know that fear has existence, created by those who are bound by their fears. Shake off thy bondage, O children, and walk in the light of the glorious day. Never turn they thoughts to the darkness, and surely ye shall be one with the light.
Okay. Matthew 5:21, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. It's the short version of all that you just went through.
Man is only what he believeth, a brother of
darkness. There you go.
A brother of darkness or child of the light. Come through into the light, my children. Walk in the pathway that lead to the sun. Hark ye now and list to the wisdom. Use thou the word I have given unto thee. Use it and surely thou shalt find power and wisdom and light.
Use it and surely thou
shalt find power and wisdom and light to walk in the way. Seek thee and find the key I have given, and ever shalt thou be a child of the light. The end.